Yes, joy to the world. Thank you, Kristen and Karen. And a warm welcome to all worshipers here this Sunday Christmas morning. I guess I'll just start traditionally and say Merry Christmas. Let's not forget, however, that we have just come through the season of Advent. To put today's celebration in perspective, hear these words from an Advent season sermon that might have been delivered on the calendar, say, a week before, by Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a pastor and leader of the confessing churches in Hitler's Germany, the churches that refused to toe the Nazi Party line in the 1930s and 40s. And he said to the congregation, "Celebrating Advent means learning how to wait. Not all can wait, certainly not those who are satisfied, contented, and feel that they live in the best of all possible worlds. Those who learn to wait are uneasy about their way of life, but yet have seen a vision of greatness in the world of the future and are patiently waiting to see its fulfillment. The celebration of Advent is possible only to those who are also troubled in soul, who know themselves to be poor and imperfect, and who look forward to something greater to come. For these, it is enough to wait in humble holy fear until the Holy One himself comes down to us. God in the child in the manger. God comes. The Lord Jesus comes. Christmas comes. And Christians rejoice." And so then every Christmas then becomes like a dress rehearsal of sorts for the day when our waiting is over and our faith becomes sight. Christ has come. Christ comes to each of us in the same tenderness and vulnerability and love, and Christ will come again. Welcome again to all visitors, especially with us today, family and friends who have come to join. We're glad you're here this morning. If you are visiting, maybe your first time here, feel free to fill out one of the guest cards that you will find in the back of the pew in front of you. Put as much information on as you wish, no more. Put it in the offering basket so that we can celebrate your coming throughout the week and acknowledge it. And no, we do not sell any of the information on it to advertisers. And now I invite you to greet one another this morning, especially look for someone you've never met before or seen before, to give them a word of blessing and of greeting this morning. I take it people are very happy to see each other again this morning, or for the first time as well. Please join me in the call to worship that you find printed in the bulletin, or also projected on the wall here. Rejoice in the Lord. The fullness of time has come. So God sent the Son, born into humanity. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Shall we sing?
Please turn in your blue hymnals. We'll be singing out of the blue hymnal this morning to 212. And when I ask you to stand to sing, I'm going to invite you to turn and face the other side of the sanctuary so we're not just singing to the front, but we're caroling and singing to each other. So let's stand and turn and face the opposite side. 212. Oh, come all you faithful. To 215. 215, what child is this? Children, be looking through the carols because later in the service we're going to ask for your request if the children have a special carol to sing. So be thinking about that. 215.
Thank you.
In one of his Christmas sermons, Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, God takes what is little and lowly and makes it marvelous. And that is the wonder of all wonders, that God loves the lowly. He loves the lost, the neglected, the unseemly, the excluded, the weak, and the broken, as are we all. No powerful person dares approach the manger, and this includes even King Herod. For this manger is where thrones shake, the mighty fall, the prominent perish, because God is with the lowly. I think that is the hope that we hear also in the next scripture passage. But I recruited some young people, some children, to help me with this. So would you bring your scrolls up here and give us a minute, please, while we make sure we get these folks in order? Because hopefully this will be an inspiring exercise in the importance of names in the Bible rather than a distracting and distressing one here. Okay, keep your scrolls rolled up, please, because when I come to that name, they are going to unroll the scroll and then you read it off there and say it with me. So give us a minute while we make sure people are in order. Okay, we will all have a part in this reading when it comes everyone's turn. So, from Isaiah 9, verses 2 through 7. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light on those living in the land of deep darkness. Now hold on to your scrolls because you'll get a chance in a moment. On those living in a land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and his name will be called. The first one here.
Let's turn this around. This one.
Everyone, his name will be called. Hold it up. Okay, and the next one.
Count.
And the next one. Okay. And
the Prince
of Peace. Okay, a hand for our assistants here. Thank you. Stay up here while we ponder these names and hear the rest of these passages, of this passage. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you, everyone. And you may take those scrolls back with you. Merry Christmas. I invite then the Oaks family to come forward for the lighting of the candles while we sing.
Our Advent song during this month has been Come Light of the World. You're going to hear the intro to it. It's a very easy melody to follow, and the words will be up on the wall. Please join me.
Come.
For our Christmas prayer, I invite you to look just briefly at the prayer of confession that will be projected on the screen, I believe. Look at that for a little moment, see if that is yours, and if it is, then feel free to share it with me. I invite you to join me. Incarnate God, walk in your way, but often choose our own path of turmoil and pain. Save us, Lord, from the pride and foolishness of choosing our own course, that we may humbly and confidently follow your lead through Jesus Christ. Amen. Through the tumult of life, God holds you close in love. Rejoice, because God's wisdom is your guide. God's compassion is your strength. God's love is your redemption. Come, let us walk in the way of God's heart. Shall we sing some more?
Please turn to hymn number 172. 172. O come, Emmanuel. We're going to sing verse 1. Then Harrison Gingrich will sing verse 2, all of us on the chorus. And Tristan Oakes will sing on verse 5. So we're going to do verses 1, 2, 5, and 6. O come, Emmanuel.
Until the sun arose.
request from any child? Any song request? Shout out the number. Nobody? 197. 197. Angels, we have heard. Let's do verses 1, 2, and 4. I'm going to invite you to stand.
Angels, we have heard your cry, singing sweetly through the night, and the mountains in reply, echoing their praying light. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
This is a different tune than what we think of as Away in a Manger, so look at the notes and follow. Is it in the red one? Okay, we're going to switch to the red hymnal and find the original Away in a Manger. In the red hymnal. Give me the pitch again.
Thank you.
This year, I was reading some different articles, and one pastor talked about Christmas Sunday. Christmas is going to be on a Sunday. You know what? Just tell the story. You don't need to do anything big and flashy. Just tell the simple Christmas story. So with that, I kind of had this vision of what if we took our children out to somebody's farm and we just videoed the story of Luke 1 being read with our kids dressed as shepherds, angels, Mary and Joseph. And so we did that, and we met the first Saturday of December. Weather was cooperative, and we went out to Ken and Sheila's place. Thank you, Ken and Sheila, for your hospitality, and spent an afternoon making a video. So I don't need to say more. You don't need to hear from me. The message is going to be there, but enjoy.
Augustus issued a decree that the census should be taken of the entire Roman world.
And everyone went to their town to register.
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married with him and was expecting a child. Shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified.
Do not be afraid.
I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all of the people.
Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger.
Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with an angel, praising God and saying,
Glory to God in the highest heaven.
And on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests.
When the angel had left him and gone When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
We're going to post that video on our website, so children, if you want to watch yourself over and over again, please look it up on our website. So thank you so much. We had around 18 children show up that Saturday, and what fun. Let's sing Silent Night. I'm trying to find the number. 193. Women on verse 2, everyone 1, 3, and 4.
For our prayers this week, I would like to bring several things to our attention. Again, our condolences to Lynette Willig and all her family on the death this past Wednesday of Eddie Willig. And the memorial service will be here on Tuesday morning at 10 a.m., which you're all welcome. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of any of his saints. I'd like to bring a few words of greeting as well for this Christmas from the second here. Okay, from Raul and Megan Gomez, who are in Honduras with our little brothers. They write, "We will be here on the ranch with the kids for Christmas. This week there have been special Christmas dinners every night, Monday with the abuelos, the grandparents, Tuesday with the boys, Wednesday with the little kids, and tonight is with the girls. We have been invited to all of them because of Raul's position here. The homes also make nacimientos every year." Those would be like Christmas creches, I think. Anyone know? They end up being more of a structure than a small nativity scene. On Christmas Eve, there will be a big party with nacatamales. Big tamales filled with pork, raisins, and olives. Oh boy. Fireworks and a big fogata, a bonfire. On Christmas Day here, the kids go out to neighboring villages to pass out gifts. And as a family, we will be having a Christmas dinner together that night. And she asks, "Do you think there would be a way for us to watch the video of the nativity play that the kids did? I think our kids would really enjoy watching it." Life has been a little difficult lately. Raul has been amazingly busy, and there have been lots of serious issues he has had to deal with. We really appreciate that you all pray for us and for the rancho. So let's keep them in our prayers, and we'll pray for them shortly. Also, Christmas greetings come from Pastor Joseph Sinu in the new Mennonite Church of Bobo Dioulasso in Burkina Faso. And he says, "Thanks to Zion Sunday morning intercessory prayer group, and request that we keep him in our prayers, especially for his wedding coming up on January 28th. Are there other cares, concerns, or joys that we would like to bring to each other's attention for prayer today and this week? Please raise your hand if you have such. Yeah, Roland? Got one?
Maybe.
Well, why don't you think about it? Is Roland here? Tell your mom. Okay, go ahead.
So I just wanted to tell you that this is gonna be a good Christmas, because it's gonna be on a Sunday, because now it's Christmas Sunday.
Thank you, Ron. Amen. It's Christmas Sunday. Yes. Yes. Ken.
Nancy and I are happy to report that Mateo is home from the hospital. He's looking a little peaked yet, but Ezra is not real happy that he's home, because he has to share the toys and stuff again. We, Nancy and I, are in a transition ourselves. We're packing up to move into Silverton on the 30th. The farm has been sold. Money's in the bank. Paid for the place. The money's out of the bank. So we leave for Malaysia on January 19th to spend 3 weeks with them.
So Christmas is a day or a time of great transitions for you. We'll keep those in our prayers, yes. And again, it's wonderful to see family and friends, including our own family. It's wonderful to have Claire and Jamie with us here from Wisconsin. And then our other daughter, Emily, should be coming in now. Still no text saying that there's any delays or anything? Nope. Okay, very good. Okay. And our college students home with us, too. Welcome to you all. I invite you then to join me in prayer And I will bring times of prayer together with the words, with the church and all creation we pray, Maranatha, which is the ancient Aramaic word used in the Bible for come, Lord Jesus. And please reply after I say Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. With the church and all creation we pray, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. The Lord is in the words of the song, they made you be born in a manger, sweet little holy child. We didn't know who you were. And we still fail to see you and know who you are. As the child in the rubble of Aleppo, Syria, or in the child in our neighborhood who fears that her parents might be deported. Is that you, Lord, whom we see looking back at us in the eyes of any young or old who need love, attention, and protection? Is that you, Lord, looking back at us through the eyes of all the world's displaced and exiled people today? We didn't do that well when you first came, nor are we always sensitive when you come to us in the depths of our spirits, calling us to courage, compassion, comfort, or repentance. And still, with all the church and all creation, we pray, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. And for those who labor to prepare themselves in the world for your return, we pray, in particular for Raul, Megan, and their children, and the ministry that they serve our little brothers. As we pray for bridging cultures can be, bringing people together in spite of efforts to drive us apart. As we pray for the English language classes that we host and support, for their teachers and their students. As we pray for Joseph Sinu, his fiance, the church and the school in Bobo-Dioulasso, that they might serve their community as they honor you, and that you would protect and defend them from the resistance of darkness. For Mennonite Disaster Service, the trailer being put together and all who work with it, for Hope Village and its ministries of hospitality, that these and all our other ministry partners might faithfully reflect your kingdom, serve people and honor you. With the church and all creation we pray, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. In gratitude for the joys and blessings we have known, for the mercies that permitted so many of us to travel, for the miracles of new life, babies born to our families in our midst, for the joy that, yes, Lord, it is Christmas Sunday, for Mateo's healing, and for the transition in Ken and Nancy's life, and the good things you are preparing for them here and in Malaysia. Hear us as we also pause to name to you any other joys and blessings that are in our heart, that are just welling up in gratitude to you, Lord. Hear those prayers of thanksgiving even now. With the church and with all creation, we pray, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. But hear as well, Lord, the sorrows and burdens we bear for a world in conflict, for powers and efforts to drive us apart and set us against each other, for any ways we may have participated in that, for any grief, sorrow, or sadness that the season brings because of those who are no longer with us, or who cannot come to be with us, or who do not want to be with us, or any other burdens we carry, Lord. Bring your healing, reconciling power on our behalf. Help us to live patiently, peacefully, and compassionately, Lord, even with those longings that cannot be fulfilled in this life or this world, and with those losses that cannot be made whole in this life, in this world, not until Jesus' own prayer is fully answered, the one he taught us to pray as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And again, with the church and all creation, we say, Maranatha, come, Lord Jesus. Before we receive the offering, I'd just like to share a very short Christmas story about a young boy named Wesley. And Wesley had a big heart. You always knew that his heart was in the right place, but you were never quite sure where his head was at. Wesley would often say or do things that struck people as just totally off the wall. And yet, when he reflected on them, he was always right on target. But because of that kind of chaotic, anti-program nature, for many years, Wesley had been passed over for the church Christmas pageant, I'm sad to say. Not that he even noticed. Didn't seem to pay all that much attention. But finally, as he was getting to about 10 or 11, where we're thinking, you know, maybe he was getting past the age of being in the Christmas pageant, we got to get Wesley in. And so the teachers thought, and kind of finally came up with a role that Wesley couldn't do too much damage to. He could be the innkeeper, and all he would have to say is some version of, I'm sorry, there's no room in the inn. So come the morning of the Christmas pageant, and the kids are all there, and the church is all there, and everyone's watching. They're just thrilled. The teacher's a little nervous, wondering about how Wesley's going to do. He's kind of the weak link in the chain here. Again, not that there's anything wicked about that. Just Wesley marches to the beat of his own drum. But they've got the stage all set up there, and for the inn, there's this big cardboard box, kind of reinforced with some 2x4s to keep it steady. And the door is just basically a three-sided cutout in the cardboard that you can just sort of pull and bend. So Joseph and Mary come to the stage. They come and they knock on the cardboard box, and Wesley on the other side opens it up and steps forward. And Joseph says his first line, is there any room in the inn for us tonight? Wesley hesitates for a minute, and then he says, I'm sorry, there's no room in the inn. Joseph delivers his next line. But we have tried all the other places in town, and nobody has any room for us. Wesley hesitates some more, and finally says, I told you, I'm sorry, there's no room in the inn. Joseph delivers this third line. But my wife is with child, and she might even be in labor. Is there no place you can put us up? Wesley hesitates some more, and the teachers are starting to sweat a little bit. And then he says, I'm sorry, I told you, there's no room in the inn. Be gone. And he pulls the door shut in front of him. And all the teachers are saying, okay, he made it. And Joseph and Mary start to go off. And all of a sudden, the door of the cardboard inn opens up. Wesley steps forward and says, but wait, you can have my room. Now, whose decision it was to drop the curtain on the Christmas? You know, there are many who thought at the very moment that we have no idea where the Christmas play goes from here. But in the years that followed, people reflected on Wesley. And that particular Christmas play said, wasn't that the best one ever? Typical Wesley, off the wall and right on target. Don't know where his mind always is, but his heart's in the right place. And so with that thought, let us prepare to receive the offering as also an expression of our generosity to the Christ child who came to our room. I invite the ushers to come forward, please. Please join me, everyone, in prayer. Lord, so many times you give us the opportunity to receive you, to host you, to welcome you, to serve you in the poor, the hungry, the friend who needs help, in supporting your ministries on all who represent you and minister and serve in your name. Grant that this be such an opportunity, and may it be a time where even more we let you into our room, dear Lord, as you welcome us into your heaven. Amen.
Joy to the World, 318 in your blue hymnal. I'm going to ask men to sing on verse 3, men only on verse 3, 318.
Please remain standing for this Irish benediction. The light of the Christmas star to you, the warmth of home and hearth to you, the cheer and goodwill of friends to you, the hope of a childlike heart to you, the joy of a thousand angels to you, the love of the Son and God's peace to you. Amen. And go in peace.